So, welcome to the next episode, and we continue on how I can learn SEO and outperform my competitors in Google and other search engines. And I just spoke about, you know, how you can enter a new market even years after others started there before. So, if you start in a new market, and when I say a new market, this could be a new offering, a new type of offering that you didn't have before, although you've been around for years. I always speak about a market as a combination of the country, the language, the keyword group, and the topic in general. So this is not necessarily a totally new website, okay? But as Google works, if you have not offered something in that specific niche, then you're still the new kid on the block. So what do you do when you look at your competitors, as we discussed in the last session? So what do we look at competitors' websites is, of course, like I said the last time, their content, their language, their ways of talking to the clients. And if they perform well in Google, then they are at least doing something right. For example, when we look at link research tools, I know exactly that it has a pretty technical language on the website. And this means they doesn't cater as well as other high-level marketing software would cater to non-SEOs, to non-technicians, because of that. The question here is, what is your market? What is your audience? Who do you want to talk to? If you're all geeky, technical, and fancy, a lot of different technical words, then you might confuse your audience. Look at what your competitors are doing and try to follow that. And then when you look at the website itself, of course, it's not the domain, it's the links and other domains pointing to it. It's the backlinks. The website is the product if you want, but all the marketing happens around it. Everything is links. And when I say everything is links, I mean every marketing is links or results in links. Let's not be too technical and too obsessed with the actual href thing, the A tag in HTML. We call that a link, and being all technical, that is a link, and it can be a follow link, a nofollow link. It can be, you know, actually be highlighted, put around an image, and all these things are all links. In fact, everything that is clickable, even if it's a JavaScript or some link in an app, isn't a link. A link is a concept on the web that brings people from A to B, and the actual technical implementation does not matter. And I'll take it a step further. There are types of links that you might not know as links. I once heard it as links without a target from a very nice customer. And what she was trying to say is that she saw the actual domain name or the actual URL mentioned in the text, written out in the text, spelled out in the text, mydomain.com, but it was not clickable. And in general, we refer to this as mentions or URL mentions. But also, a mention of your brand name, a mention of your company name is seen as a link to your entity. Your business entity would be your company name. And if someone mentions that, logically, that is also a link. So think about links not only in the technically hard anchor text, but think about them as actual connections between you and the world around you. And now we enter the question of, you know, what off-page actually means. So when I talk about links, you could also understand that or read about that in terms of off-page as being something off the page that you're looking at. And even others confuse that with off-domain or off-domain cluster. Now, just because a link is going from another domain to your domain doesn't make it so much different as a link on your own domain. So if you have two pages on your website, you do have actual links between them. We refer to them as internal links as well. And you want to look at all of that because all of these links are off page and redirects are off page between different pages, Andrel Canonicals. Okay, let's not get too technical. I'm sorry if I confuse you here. I want to bring you back to the actual doing, to the actual doing. So what do you start with? What do you start with? Okay, before you do anything, put yourself in the mindset that you're going to pay for your education. And you're not going to pay it to me. You're not going to pay to some freaking university. You're going to pay it with your time. The time is the most valuable asset that you have. And with all the money I made, I cannot buy back a single hour. All the hours that I learned, that I did something, that I made mistakes and trashed the results again, were investment in my education. Okay? So this means you will spend time. And you will spend money. Of course, you're gonna pay as well with dollars or euros or whatever currency you're currently using. Do not step back from costs that it will take you to learn something. So when we talk about learning SEO, hey, go and get your first web hosting account. You can try it with one of those cheap ones. You know, there are some $1 plans that give you 500 software packages on the site. I mean, that is really a poor thing where you cannot do anything. I would recommend you go for some better hosting to set up a website. You can go to a company like WP Engine that I love a lot, that specialize in hosting WordPress with all the bells and whistles, with a CDN, with redirects, and you have a wonderful admin interface. I mean, you could start learning SEO by learning first to set up a whole Linux server and how to go to the shell and install the database, install the WordPress. And if you want to actually learn being a sysadmin before being an SEO, then I encourage you to do so, but it will just take a couple of years longer then. So long story short, go and spend and buy a proper web hosting account for your website. Yes, you can run a blog on Medium. Yes, you can run a blog on Blogspot. But this is not where you will learn SEO. You can learn blogging there. You can write amazing articles. You can share them around on Twitter and Facebook and show them to your friends. But it will not be your full thing to do SEO. To learn SEO, you need to have access to the server logs. You need to have access to a way to implement redirects, for instance, with an Apache HGAccess. You cannot do this on Blogspot because Blogspot was made for bloggers, not for SEOs. Okay? So again, there is no free solution for you. Even if you go to WordPress.com, there is no way that you can do redirects there. So I recommend you go and buy your first self-hosted blog on a WordPress hosting platform like WP Engine. Okay, and that's gonna cost you a bit. I don't know, a couple dollars, couple coffees a month. What's that? Put yourself in the mindset to spend money on your education, because if you don't do it, nobody else will do it. And it's going to be the least of your investment. The time that you put into it and not make money, meanwhile, will be a lot more in your investment. So, what's next? Google Analytics. All the websites in the world run Google Analytics. So do you need Google Analytics to run your website? Absolutely not. Do you need it to learn SEO? Absolutely not. I ran websites long before Google Analytics was actually renamed from the Urchin Analytics when Google bought that product and made it so much better and gave it away for free, which was a paid product before. Google's interest is in the first place to create a standard and collect a lot of data. And you can collect a lot of data with other packages as well, like Pivik, for instance, as a web tracking. Or there's a product called StatCounter that you can implement. But you need something to look at the actual visitors of your website. And Google Analytics works for that, especially if you're just starting out. And the next question then probably is Google Search Console. Should I connect it? Should I not connect it? Of course you should. Here's the thing. SEO is not about following Google's advice. It's not about following my advice. It's not about following any advice. So what is SEO really about? Do you have an idea what I'm getting to? I think I said it in the last episode already, and I'm going to say it again. SEO is not about following the advice, especially not the 140 character advice from Google, but also not the advice that you read on the web, on these blog posts. These are all just inspirations for what? For you to try stuff, to actually do stuff. Go sit down and build the freaking website. Go sit down and build those links. Go sit down and look at your data, look at your analytics. If you're not doing it, you're not doing it. And that means you're not learning it. And whatever you think you know, you actually don't. Because there is no one size fits all. There is no golden rule that explains it all. And certainly there is not a single blog post that I can point you to learn how SEO works. So when you Google the basics of search engine optimization, you might find something like a big compendium of put together rules and observations that were made by people over the years. And you know what? It's all outdated. It's all outdated. Whatever you find is some information from the past. Did you know that Google changes its algorithm more than once a day? There are more than 500 different changes in the versions of Google. Of Google, how Google does work. And not work on a global basis, of course. The rules are different in every country, in every language, in every niche. So whenever you hear something like, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, please go and try it for yourself. Of course, there are some learnings that we carry over the years, but you want to make sure that you stay up to date with all that. Always make sure that you check the post-it. Always be sure that you have access to someone who actually practices SEO and looks at this on a daily basis. You do not want to follow some old tutorial that was written and copied from an even older tutorial just for the sake of putting out some content from some guy on his blog to make some AdSense money. Okay? All right. So it's not about following general advice. It's about trying. It's about learning. It's about looking at the data. This is what SEO is about. And this is what you need to And talking about CVs, I talk to a lot of search engine optimizers, search marketing experts, organic search consoles, people that make a living or try to make a living offering search engine optimization. This includes a lot of agencies that are clients of Link Research Tools and consultants inside those. And all of these talks and the understanding of the skills in the marketplace made me decide to go and do my own education program and my own certification program for professionals and experts and agencies working with Link Research Tools and being recommended by me. And you know why? Because it takes constant learning. Like almost everything in the world, it changes. SEO is not static because SEO is about trying to manipulate, trying to influence Google. You think Google likes that? You think Google goes out and tells you exactly how to mess with them? Of course not. It changes on a regular basis. So whenever you think you're done learning SEO, you're actually not, that you're outdated already. So be careful putting SEO in your CV. Be careful promoting SEO, because one or two questions about the recent changes in the one, 2 months ago could make you look really, really bad, really, really poor in that moment already in an interview or in a pitch. So that is where I encourage you to stay up to date and invest ongoing into your education on all things marketing, but SEO especially. All right. Talk to you soon.